The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast. Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with this season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, I'm Mario Lopez. Joining me now on Zoom from the new movie, The Machine, comic and actor Bert Kreischer. Welcome to the show, man. How are you?
I am fantastic. I'm living the dream.
I bet, buddy. I bet you give off these real positive vibes everywhere you go. I like that you're constantly rocking no shirt. I saw you pitch. What game was that you pitched and you took off your shirt? That was gangster.
The Guardians, Cleveland Guardians.
That's right. That was great. First pitch. That was beautiful.
Yeah, dude. It's not like, I always hope that people understand this. Genuinely, I just like to party and have a good time. I don't overthink things. I got no negativity. I try to push it out and just have a, you only live once.
You're exactly right. I'm the same mindset. Good for you. Hey, how nervous with you throwing that first pitch out? It's a little, it looks farther than you think, huh?
It's a lot further, and I'm an athlete. Like, I played baseball. I got recruited to go to college.
Oh, okay, so
I
didn't want to look what you're doing.
I looked like a fool. I didn't. I one-hopped it. I'm so
embarrassed. Oh, you one-hopped it? Oh, come on.
Well, they didn't show it because I ripped my shirt off, so they don't show
smart.
The pitch. So
smart.
Smart move.
That was a smart move. Congratulations on the movie.
Thank you.
For those who aren't familiar, describe the premise and how much of it is based on a true story.
So, The movie is based on a true story. When I was 22, I got involved with the Russian mafia, and we robbed a train. And that
Wait, hold on. That's a true story.
That's a true story, yeah.
Because you said it so cavalier. I was like, wait a minute. Is he doing a bit? That's a true story.
I've been saying it a lot.
Exactly.
I've been saying it for the last 12 years.
How does one get involved with the Russian mafia? How does that happen?
We went to a study abroad trip in Russia in 95.
Got it.
And in 95, the wall had fallen, but they hadn't really figured out capitalism entirely. It was called perestroika, I think.
Mm.
And so the mob ran everything. The black market just took over, and the mob ran everything. And they said, we're going to pay off the mafia to keep you safe because it wasn't safe. So we got two young gangsters. And they live with us. They walked us to class. They took us on field trips. And the first night, I said, I'm going to party with them. I'm going to go. They said, don't talk to them. I go, they're going to be my best friends. So I got a bottle of vodka and a six-pack of balls.
Smart.
And I went over, and when the door opened, I panicked. And everything I'd planned on saying flooded out of my head. And all I said to him in his doorway in Russian was, I am the machine. And he started laughing hysterically. And then me and him became friends.
That's awesome.
It was awesome. It was great. Yeah.
So, okay.
But the movie's based off this story, but the movie is a reimagining. Is that this true story happened, and then in the movie, me and my dad get kidnapped by the Russian mafia, and I have to go back to Russia to atone for the sins of my past.
Fantastic premise. So funny, and I love that it's true. And I'm sure, obviously, you incorporate a lot of this into your stand-up act, too. So how difficult was it making that transition and sort of incorporating it into a script, into a feature?
I didn't do anything. I mean, in all honesty, the writers did a great job.
Right.
I pitched the premise. I didn't even pitch the premise. To be dead honest with you, I sold a different movie and in the room. And then
that's Hollywood, like, of course.
This Hollywood. He goes, I'll make a movie with you. Which one do you want to make? I go, what? He goes, I'm going to make one of your movies. Which one do you want to make? I said, well, if you're going to tell me I get to make a movie, I want to make The Machine. And my producer, Kale, goes, yeah, why didn't you pitch that? And I was like, because I go, honestly, I'm afraid it would be like a hit. And I get kidnapped by the Russian mafia. And he goes, sold. Sold. That's our movie. That's our movie. And then we had great writers and we had a great director. And everyone kind of like really took this project to heart. And you know, I was there to like, I rewrote scenes. I rewrote portions. I put a backbone in the story that I thought it needed. Like little things that as a story, I mean, look, I've been doing stand-up for 23 years. As a storyteller, I was like, this adds to it. And I put those in, but it was a collaboration.
And Mark Hamill plays your dad, Luke Skywalker himself. From the bits I've seen, he seemed pretty funny. How are his comedy chops?
He's awesome. There's a scene in the end of the movie. No spoiler alert here, but like his character takes a wild ride. And I think it's going to be things people never thought they'd see Mark Hamill say or do.
That's great. That's great, man. Coming up next month, the Fully Loaded Comedy Festival. What's in store for fans there?
Dude, I take 16 comics of everyone, like of all walks of comedy. I got Bruce. I got Tiffany Haddish. I got Louis Black. I got Dave Attell. I got Ralph Barbosa. I've got Tammy Pescatelli, Shane Gillis, Mark Norman, Big J. Okerson, Dan Soder, Rosebud Baker, Chad Daniels. I got all these guys, and we take them out to ballparks, arenas, amphitheaters, all for the summer to get you out, get you in the sun. Doors open at 5. We put on like a 3-hour show, usually 8 to 10 comics a show. We bring music acts. We got a DJ. Cypher Sounds is going to be there. Carter Cruz is going to be a DJ. And we start at Forest Hills in the middle of June, and we end at the Gorge in Seattle. And it is just about getting outside during the summer, having fun, forgetting about your problems and laughing. These are the best comedians in the country, And for one price point, you get to see all of them.
Great lineup. I love me a comedy festival. Good for you, man. Congrats on that. And you also recently dropped a new special on Netflix, Razzle Dazzle. What are you talking about there?
I talk about a lot of stuff. I talk about my family. Like I'm not like, if anyone is unfamiliar with me, I'm not a political guy. I don't like try to tackle big issues. I just tell you about me, my life, my family. I'm a mediocre dad with two dumb kids and a wife who's getting old. Like that's all I talk about.
I'm sure she appreciates that.
Yo, Mario, you know what? You need to come to Fully Loaded Vegas because we just hit up your boy, Mark Wahlberg, to come to Vegas.
I saw that on IG, man. He gave you a shout out right there. I'll ask him when he's gonna go. That'll be cool. I love me some to see stand up comedy. He posted that. That's what I was gonna actually ask you about. And when are you gonna be in Vegas? What are the dates?
I'm gonna be in Vegas. I don't know. Middle of July.
Okay. Oh, perfect. All right. Thanks, man. Yeah. I'll definitely hit you up on that. Where are you from originally, by the way?
Tampa.
Tampa, okay.
Yeah, makes sense. When you see a Florida man and you see a guy taking his shirt off to do stand-up, you're like, that tracks.
Tampa's fun, man. Tampa's fun.
Tampa's a blast.
I always
say
time.
To people, I forget I'm from Florida until I say something that's very Florida, like, oh, yeah, I knew two dudes without tongues in high school. Yeah. And everyone's like, what? And you're like, oh, it's Florida. You get tongueless Brett and ha.
Ybor City, isn't that there right there in Tampa?
That was wild when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Ybor was like, you did not go down to Ybor. And then it got gentrified and it was like thriving. And now it's going back to old school Ybor. Yeah. I loved it.
That's awesome. And you mentioned a kid. You have two daughters, correct?
Two daughters.
How old are they now?
I don't know. 16 and 18.
Oh, teenagers. Oh, wow. God bless you. What are they?
18 in college.
Oh,
and 16
nice.
Still here. Yeah, it stinks. I hate it. I wish she was back.
Is home LA now?
Yeah, I live in LA. I live in, maybe I shouldn't tell you where I live.
And how would you compare the coasts, essentially, from the California to Florida?
Dude, I mean, look, here's the deal. I grew up in Florida, but you gotta, like, we had no civic pride in Florida when I grew up. There was no, like, I remember hearing stuff. like Yankees fans and Red Sox fans and Dodgers fans and Cleveland, Pittsburgh, and I did not get it. We had the Bucks and they were horrible. And now since I've gone, Florida has established civic pride. They've got the Bolts, they've got the Bucks, they've got the Rays, They've got the Panthers. Florida is all of a sudden, it is not the Florida I remember. When I was a kid, you felt like you were going to prom with your cousin. That's what Florida felt like. When you looked at L.A., you're like, oh, that dude's going with a hot chick. Now I look at it and like, oh, they both got hot chicks?
Yeah.
But they still might be related. It is Florida.
I remember, I've gone a few times, actually, and I was the Grand Marshal. The Gasparilla, is that, that's at, right in Tampa, right? That's a fun parade.
Bro, that is the most epic parade ever. Jose Gaspar landed in Tampa.
Hey.
And then they do a parade down Bayshore, the longest continuous sidewalk in America. And it is gorgeous. It is fun. It is out of control. It is in January. If you're ever thinking about, man, I wish I had two Mardi Gras. Go to Gasparilla, then go to Mardi Gras.
I remember Gasparilla, and I also like me Burn Steakhouse.
Burn Steakhouse is the best steakhouse in the world. I remember
it did.
Sitting there until like 11 at night, sleeping on one chair, just going, Mom and Dad, are you ready yet?
The thing about birds, you eat in one room, and if you want to have dessert, you go to another room. It's the weirdest move, but right? They do that deal.
At prom, you just go to Burns' dessert room because you can afford the steakhouse.
Yeah, exactly. Nice talking to you, buddy. I look forward to seeing you later in person. Everyone, check out The Machine, which is now in theaters. Thanks for hanging out, Bert.
Brother, been a fan for a very long time.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
I smoked so much weed and watched Saved by the Bell. You have no idea. We are a legit fan.
Oh, I appreciate that. See, we get along great. All right, Bert, we'll see you.
All right, see you later, buddy.
On with Mario Lopez.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Stephanie J. Block.
And I'm Mary Lee Fairbanks.
And we host Stages Podcast.
Binge close to 100 episodes. Hear the inside stories from backstage and behind the scenes as we go beyond the resume and into the heart of creativity and what it really takes to be in the business of show business.
Don't miss our chats with the season's Tony nominees. If you love theater and entertainment, you are going to love Stages Podcast.
Subscribe to Stages Podcast wherever you listen to your podcasts and visit us at stagespodcast.net.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in LA, and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.